time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, we back. We here. Listen clear. What's good?
Open your ears up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, get that wax.
I asked you what was good.
Right. Now, go ahead, vamp on. Keep vamping.
Shit. Everything good, man. Nigga got to say something to let a nigga know he on the mic. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
The first thing you say is, oh, man, it was okay. It was great, glad to be here, good to see you guys. Niggas got to come on the mic. Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mm-hmm. Do. Mm-hmm.
Captivate that crowd. Like, yeah.
Niggas just like y'all to hear themselves. Niggas like to hear themselves. Yeah.
This shit on. All right, bet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nigga, word.
Up.
Oh shit. Well, how you doing though? For real? How you doing otherwise?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Maintaining. You know what I'm saying? Working through it, getting to it. You know, we had a holiday party yesterday. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? So, I just realized that, I'm not ready to be outside yet.
What made you realize that? What happened?
I mean, I was kind of tired from the night before because I couldn't rest. It was hard to get the positioning right with this type of injury. But then, it's like, I'm going to push through. It's just a regular day. Nigga, I got 5 hours. I'm great. You know what I'm saying? That's a full night's rest back in the day. And then, it's just getting tired and tired throughout the day. And then you get to the event, which was early, like 6, 7 o'clock. And then it's all this music and you're in this tight spot. And what I didn't do, because it was like one of them spots where it's kind of like a stand-up type of spot. They got chairs in there, like little couches and shit, but you all the way out to action. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just standing up like you would do, like one would do. You know what I'm saying? If he ain't got no seat. Right. And I ain't built for that yet. Should have sat my ass down. So at a certain point in the shit, you know what I'm saying, it just started all crumbling in on a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, feeling kind of bad. Let me go get some fresh air. It was cold, but I went outside to get some fresh air. As soon as I hit that fresh air, it just fell on me like, oh Lord, oh Lord. I found my way to the restroom because I knew I had to throw up, but I didn't feel nauseous. You know what I'm saying? I just knew it was, I felt all the physical motions. Like before I would feel the nausea of it all, but now I'm just feeling the physical motions of it all. And it's like, oh no, this ain't going to stop. You know what I'm saying? And then you get like it's like an instant, like you feel like you about to sweat. You know how like you get, you know what I'm saying? When you feel that, it's inevitable. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop it. You know what I mean? Before that, you could breathe and settle down and, but after you get that sweat feeling, nigga, it's on. So I was like trying to hurry up and get that damn lady at the front was trying to make jokes and shit. Like, there's a bathroom upstairs, but I'm down here now, nigga. Where is it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I made my way to it. I was like, a couple of heaves before I got there. I was about to fuck up everybody's dinner, but I made it and took care of business. And I felt better after that. But I just knew that, you know what I'm saying? You got to, as much as you think you better, nigga, you still got to pace yourself, man. And, it's just frustrating. I tell people all the time, it's like I'm in the ugly phase of dreads. You know what I'm saying? I might have said it here before. But that shit is not, I'm not there yet.
Right.
My shit twisted and locked, but it ain't there yet, man.
So the potential is there though. It's on the way. Yeah. You just gotta.
Yeah,
gotta
you see it coming. You could do it. You just gotta be patient. You know what I'm saying? It gets kind of frustrating because you're so independent and used to just thinking, doing, and being, you know what I'm saying? Now mm-hmm. you might be able to think a little bit, you know what I'm saying, do a little bit, you know what I mean? But you're trapped. And I don't like to be trapped. And that's where I'm at right now. And it's all good. Because we're going to get there.
Yeah, going to get there. You're going to get there. Shit, you know. You're here. So that's more than half the battle. You
know what I mean? That's the beauty. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I like that tone. How you said, go ahead, drop the rest of it, though.
No, that's the beauty.
The way you said that. Oh, okay. All right. I thought you
were. No, it's not a trip. I'm not switching back on it. It's the beauty of it that, you know, you even get another chance. You know what I'm saying? It's like. Yeah. Like, if nobody had said nothing, it would just be like, okay, nigga did. Okay, that happened. I got through that shit. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? But when right. you wake up in that bitch, nigga be like, nigga, what now? You can move your hands and your feet? Mm. Like, nigga, you lucky. Like, what you talking about, doc? Shit, most people don't walk out of here with this. And if they do, they don't walk out of here without no major physical implications. You know what I'm saying? So... Mm. You should consider yourself lucky. And then you got to think about that. While you trapped in the bed, you trapped in your body, you got to think about that. When you can't do shit, you got to think about, well, shit, it would have been a rap Rizzy. Niggas would be forgetting a nigga by now. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit put it all in perspective because it's like, man, shit, life goes on, man. Your shit ain't about nobody else, man. You're going to die alone.
Yeah, that's real shit.
I guess that ain't the way to start the podcast. I mean, we're going to get them some positivity.
For those of you still listening, I swear we're going to have some laughs.
We're going to switch out of this right now. You know
it's real talk. It's real talk.
They ask you how you doing this shit when you actually be trying to figure out how you doing.
Nah, man. That's real conversation, though. You know, that's the other side of I can't call it, I might spoil it, you know.
Right.
That's the B side of that
I'm
shit.
I'm chilling, yeah, chilling, everything. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. That's what it's all
can't
good.
Can't complain.
Right.
Nah, but you know, it's real life, man. Life, I was thinking about that shit, because we all got our struggles, you know what I mean? Some more than others, but, you know, to live life is to endure this shit, you know? Whatever it throws at you and, you know, the roller coaster of it all, and people are struggling with something, whether it's emotional, physical, or mental, or wherever, you know? It's just like, I think especially as you get older, you see and you experience more in the way of life ain't just a rerun, you know? Mm-hmm. Shit could start to get a little trickier and you gotta realize it's either you're gonna fold or you're gonna keep going. You know, like if that's really what it all really comes down to when you take the hysterics or whatever, or the emotion out of it, which is kind of hard to do, which is, you know, like, you know, we had talked about this. Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I think, you know, we talked about this back in the day. We talk about just, you know, taking the stress out of it all, because sometimes a lot of that is just performative and it's to honor the situation. But you don't need to do that. And sometimes you gotta teach yourself. But at the same time, what you were saying, and what I be picking up from a lot of what you're saying is like, you know, I mean, it's a saying for a reason. Patience is a virtue, and you know, like gratitude is real, you know, and it's like that's something not to forget, and it's easy to forget because once the day start, the day has begun, and a lot of times people, you know, get up. You know what I'm saying? Brush their teeth, wash their face, put their shoes on, and jump on that fucking hamster wheel, you know? And you forget that you just grateful that you got up. You know what I mean? Like, that was the win in itself, you know? But anyway, yeah. So we winning.
Yeah, but until somebody really points that out to you sometimes, mm-hmm. you just get up and go. You know what I'm saying? Like I yeah. said, even when I was, when all them motherfuckers standing around with their clipboards and shit, talking about wiggle your fingers, it wasn't, mm-hmm. it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? I raised my hand, I wiggled my fingers because, you know, right. I always knew I could. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that was a possibility. I didn't even really know what was going on. So I didn't know what it was a possibility that they wouldn't wiggle. You know what I'm saying? Right. So until they pointed it out, it was like, you know, I'm going, pushing right through it. I don't even feel the cut in my head or nothing. Let's go. What are we doing? And then until right. you try to do some shit and you can't, then you're like, oh, shit, this really was serious. And I really do have to look at this shit another kind of way. And you know what I'm saying? What if it's never the same? You know? And that could happen from one day to the next. No matter what we doing and what we planning and shit change, you got to fucking be on a swivel. Like my dad used to tell me that shit. I was so little. I'm about 3 years old. Keep your head on a swivel. Nigga, what's a swivel? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Life will teach you what the fuck a swivel is. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be on a swivel just in case something happens, just in case you move this way. You know what I'm saying? You be headed in one direction, but keep your shit on the swivel so that if you got to head another, you will know another to head to. And that's all I got, man. I just remember, keep your head on the swivel, man. Keep your head on the swivel.
We're going to post a laugh track in post. Just for y'all.
Just for y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. Here we go.
Nah.
I'm sorry. Here we go. Shit.
Nah, B. But yeah. All of that is for real shit. So, damn.
How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right, dog. I should have sort of swivel to a little something. But I'm all right, man. I'm trying to make it. I went to a little holiday party too, this weekend, one of the comedy clubs, New York Comedy Club. Shout out to them. It was cool. It was a cool little situation. It was fun. You know what I mean? Like they did a whole little presentation, and they gave out awards to the people that worked there, like the actual staff or whatever. So that was mm-hmm. kind of cool. I didn't stay super long because it was very crowded in there. I just came through, said peace. You know what I mean? Gave out some daps and some hugs. And then I kind of got on. I kicked it outside for a little bit because it was 60 on, what was that, Sunday. It was 60 up here. Next day, it was about 32. So it was mm-hmm. just the difference a day can make. But I did that. What else did I do while I was out here? Chilling. I went to the Spike Lee, what is it called, Creative Things or Creative Sources exhibit mm-hmm. at the Brooklyn Museum, and just trying to get some inspiration. That shit was cool. I enjoyed it. It made me, I've said this before many a time, but like, you know, the difference between a hoarder and a curator is just to have some organization. And I guess to have a win, you know, you need some wins in your life. Presentation. Your presentation. Yeah, if this shit is just all over in disarray, that shit look crazy. But if you know how to frame certain odd pieces of paper, you know what I mean? Not everything is a portrait. Sometimes it's an old fucking sport ticket, you know what I'm saying, for the mm-hmm. basketball game. Get that shit in the frame. Like, there was some shit in frames that I didn't even know you could frame. I was like, oh shit, I didn't even think about framing that. But it was cool because it made, like I said, I think as somebody, I'm not a hoarder, but as somebody that likes to collect a lot of shit, it felt good to see, you know, to see that I'm not alone. You know, I could almost feel like Spike's wife probably was looking like, come on now. What are you going to do with that? He's like, wait till you see the exhibit. You know what I mean? But it was some good shit. It was cool. mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was cool. It was a good exhibit. Got to do that.
Chilling, man. I'm good. You know, I'm good. I was like really, I didn't have many shows this week, so I kind of like really leaned into like relaxing, taking it easy, trying to strategize, and but like with no guilt, like just really leaning into enjoying these days off, enjoying the end of this year. I got a few more shows for the rest of 2023, but when I'm not on, I'm gonna be chilling. So that was cool. Stopped by the library. Got some nice little, I got some nice little pieces from the library. And yeah, that's it. That's it for the most part. I'm sipping on this tea.
Okay.
This tea that looked like it was gonna be stronger than it really was. Some Twinings tea, some Twinings infusions. Shit is mango pineapple, but when you take the tea bag out, it's like one of these little real kind of expensive looking tea bags. Like that shit looked like a fucking eighth of exotic weed. You know what I mean? Like the tea looked good. Shit is brawny, all types of herbs and spices. You like, oh, this shit, I'ma really taste this. Man, this shit weak than a motherfucker. This shit is little just a hint of what you thought it was. You know?
How long
this
did you steep it?
I steeped it for the whole like 4 minutes.
Why you ain't leaving it?
4 minutes there. Well, you know what? Cause I'm just on my steep game recently. I'm just on the steep tech. Shout out to North Face. I'm just getting it to steeping over the last few years. Cause I was uncouth. I was one of these people that drink the tea with the bag in it for the whole amount of time that I'm drinking the tea.
That's why you want that strength.
That's, yeah, I guess so. I'm fucking hitting that, yeah, with the uncut pure. Because I didn't realize until recently, they say, you know, you leave it in 3 to 4 minutes, whatever, five at the max, because after that, it could get bitter. So I've been pretty diligent about that. So I let that in, let it do its thing. And that shit is like, man, you know what I mean? It's like, I could have, I just, what it is, I think the presentation of it all looked like this was going to be that shit. Like I told you, the shit looked like, it looked like something. It was a brolic ass tea bag. It wasn't just your regular ass tea bag. This is some shit I got when I was on the in the little Sky Lounge. You know what I mean? Wow. One of them joints.
Got it spot.
Yeah. I took a couple up out of there. Now I ain't getting spot. I took a couple. Yeah. I took a couple. I told you. I'm getting
brother,
my money's worth this year. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, they got me on the camera. Pilfered about 4 bags. So I was looking forward to this shit. I was like, oh, this good. I can't wait till I get to the crib with this. Man, shit regular as fuck. But that's how I'm doing. I'm chilling. I'm kicking it. I'm happy to be on the mic. You know what I mean? Chopping it up with you. Letting the people, you know, hear the conversation. You know, shout out to the listeners. We looked at our little Spotify recap. And it was some good information on there. Good support out there. I appreciate y'all. Them numbers will stay undisclosed. But, yeah.
Nah, the numbers is good.
Thanks. Yeah, nah, the numbers was good. But I appreciate the support. For real, for real. Thank you for listening.
It's 21 people in here that have us as their number one podcast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how we figure out who those 21 people are.
21 savages.
You know what I'm saying? If we are your number one podcast, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up on the Instagram.
Let us know.
Let us know. You know what I'm saying? So we can put that merch together.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Merch coming in 2024. Yeah.
Because much as I talk this shit, it's 21 people that fuck with it all the way. And positive, and it's more, but I'm just saying, it's the, you know what I'm saying, top, the 21 who got us as their number one. Now, that's a bigger number who got us as their top five and then top 10, shit like that. But
you got to appreciate
where love is at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, exactly. Peace and love. Peace and love to all of y'all. And it's not too late for some of y'all to, you know, make it your number one, too.
No.
We're accepting more people.
It's going to grow. It's growing, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
It's just seeing the actual, you know, numbers makes a difference.
Yeah. Knows the Spotify number. Shout out to Spotify. I don't really participate in a whole lot of the Spotify wrap up, recap, shit like that, because I'm not a Spotify member. I still use the free Spotify. I'm a Apple Music type of cat. But shout out to Spotify though. Why? Mm-hmm. I think it's just because it was fucking packaged within. It was a bundle. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to go too far for it. You know, I was already used to iTunes in general. So it was one of those things. And I think I did go to Spotify at one point, and I just didn't like how it was. I didn't like the, what do they call it? The interface. Oh, something just felt a little off for me.
Right.
I wasn't feeling it. And maybe that was because I wasn't paying for it. Because I did hear that they're good at curating, you know, a playlist. When I have been around people that have been playing Spotify playlists, it does feel like they got a nice little DJ, you know.
Right. But go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I don't really use any of these interfaces for that. Honestly, ever. Only place I may have done that was way back in the Pandora era when you set up a radio station. But honestly, I pretty much still like to man the decks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm on the ones and twos, so I don't leave it up to AI.
But there is a place, a time and a place where discovery is important, where you want to just discover some shit. Like, you know, like if I'm the DJ, I got my run-throughs, you know what I'm saying? I got my little selections that I go to, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just don't need to think about the shit, don't want to think about it, and you just want to hear the next good shit, you know what I'm saying? And what I found between Apple Music and Spotify is Spotify does have a better AI DJ. You know what I'm saying? It does take you, it somehow figures out some different shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I play some obscure Miami music, right? Like some fucking Barry White, right? Mm-hmm. You would think that it would constantly just stay on Barry White, the different soul singers of that era. But however they got that shit set up, that shit will go and grab some Miami music and throw it in there. You know what I'm saying? Be like, how the fuck you knew? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so whatever they doing, it's pretty good. I think their EQ is better. You know what I'm saying? And I think their playlist game is better. It's organized better. You know what I'm saying? People participate in the playlist a lot more. So it's some people that have playlists out there. Just, I don't even know who these people are. But they have playlists, and you just click on their shit and play through their shit, and you might find some shit for your shit. Then the AI continues on. And you know what I'm saying? It's always discovering some new things to throw in my other playlist that I didn't think about that. Or, damn, I ain't heard that in a long time. I ain't never know the name of that. Shit like that. So I never get that on iTunes. I never really find no discovery on iTunes. But I'm I pay my money to iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wait, so you have Apple Music or you got...
I have the Apple Music, I guess they call it. We used to call it iTunes. So I got Apple. I pay my money to Apple Music. And I'm using the free Spotify, but I find that it's a better just music companion. As far as
even on the free tip.
Even on the free tip. I never paid for it. Like they got the, you know what I'm saying? They'll come in with their commercial. You know, you're gonna have 30 minutes of free music after this commercial. You just be doing that. You put that on while you just getting your shit together, getting your shit set up.
Right. Exactly. Ain't nothing but commercial.
I ain't finna sign up to pay no new shit right now. But I would say that I appreciate their playlist and their AI DJ.
Let us know who y'all rock with. Y'all rock with Spotify. Y'all rock with Apple Music. Where do you listen to the pod? Do you listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, SoundCloud? All of that. Let us know. Man. What else is going on?
What's going on with me? Getting ready for the holidays. You know what I'm saying? Cruising into that. You know what I'm saying? Easing. Watching a little, trying to break in my Netflix, trying to figure out what I'm going to be watching and shit. I watched the Obama movie. this week.
Leave It All Behind?
Yeah.
Leave
The World Behind.
Yeah, I watched it. Leave the World Behind. I love that it's called the Obama and the movie. It is.
Well,
it's
I didn't Obama know that until after I watched it, trying to see what other people thought. And then, of course, that was like, you know, main topic of discussion. I haven't even proved it, so I don't even know why I'm talking like I know something. But that's what the people were saying.
the executive producers, they signed the deal with Netflix back in, like, what, 2018? Yeah. That's how I even found out the movie was on. My brother-in-law texted me. He was like, yo, you know Obama and them, they produced a movie, such and such, this, that, and the other thing. He gave his synopsis of it. So I was like, let me check it out. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed that shit. It made me want to have a bunker. Have me a nice little bunker and shit. But go ahead, what you about to say? What you think about it?
I enjoyed it. I think they ended it for part two. You know what I'm saying? It's obviously they probably shot that shit during the pandemic. What else I would say about that movie? I thought it was, you know what I'm saying? I thought they did a excellent job, you know what I'm saying, presenting a story without you actually seeing a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How the shit was all ending, but you're in the perspective of you only getting little bits at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I found it weird that the white boy was trying to go out and find somewhere through GPS when none of the shit wasn't working no way before he left. So I'm like, nigga, now why you surprised that it ain't working while you out there? Nigga, what's going on? He freaking out. His position, his whole thing was such a crazy role that he played well of being He that husband and wives be imagining a old inept ass husband that ain't gonna be there when the shit go down. He one of them falling in the dream
one that
and
you
shit.
You don't rely on.
Right, the motherfucker that be dreaming. Hey, we was going down, and then you had fell, and then we were able to get away. Yeah. Like, goddamn. Yeah.
Right. Inept, even in the dream. That's the worst.
It just ain't got no belief in your ass. Right. He was that role. So I understand what he was going through when he left the Spanish lady on the side of the road. He wanted to help everybody else, but okay. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. But
He pulled off on Shorty. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I like that the black man was the man in the situation. Had the house, the money, you know what I'm saying? Daughter worried about his wife, you know what I'm saying? It was like a real family, man. So that was dope. Angelina Jolie?
Nah, Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, you know, they was all the same lady back in the day when I was little.
Hell nah, dog.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? They both got the red hair, right?
Lips. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nah, Angelina Jolie got no red hair. She got brown hair.
Oh, man,
yeah, they two different. Two
I
different
know they
vibes,
two different
I
people.
Would say.
I'm just saying, back
they
in the day,
two,
I used
no, I'm
to,
saying two different vibes. Totally, I don't think they.
I'm supposed to know.
They on the nah. You can look at them and tell it's two different situations. They both great. You know, they do their thing, but like it's two different. You know, yeah, it's two different things going. Two different types of energy coming from those two.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
I'm just
I would
you.
Say I would say Julia
when I was
maybe
young when
Sandra
I was
Bernhard.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. I would say Sandra Bullock and maybe Julia kinda like maybe the same type of energy, that whole America's sweetheart type of thing. But like Angelina Jolie got that age. She walking around with a brother's blood on a fucking amulet on her neck. She wild with it. She
I
a different type
man.
Of.
I understand all that.
I get it.
As a grown person, as a kid, man, what I'm saying is it was Angelina Jolie, Julia Roberts, right? I knew the name, of course, because you hear them all the time. But if somebody asked me, I would mistake one for the other. I thought they were all just grown up as, what's your girl name? Molly Ringwald and shit. I don't know. I was just, you know what I'm saying, a pastime. I wasn't a movie type of person. I was just popping in and out, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't
I got you.
Distinguishing that much, you know what I'm saying? Now, Nia Long and Jada Pinkett, I knew the difference. You know what I'm saying? Because I was paying attention.
Gotcha.
But at the early, you know, the earlier parts, I wasn't paying attention that much. That's all. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, it's what it is. It's what it is. That's your reality. Ain't no need to apologize. I can see the difference between those two in that situation. But yeah, it was Julia Roberts getting her shit off, getting her Elaine Bennis on when they played that next. That was real funny. The little dance shit. I thought for a hot, so there's a couple times in that movie where I thought like, and maybe it was in the earlier drafts, but I thought shit was going to get a little bit more end of the world and primal. You know what I mean? Like when they went down to that little record room, and especially when she pulled out the next, I was like, oh, it's like she about to put on next. So they,
It was going there, and then
he had a moment of clarity. Like, yo, hold on, I'm a lady.
He didn't come down here for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I even thought that the daughter and the husband was going to jump off at one point. Like, I thought it was going to get real, like, real primal in there. Like, yo, this could be it. You know. Right. I also thought
this is what she said. He wanted to fuck. Yeah, Dad. Who said that?
Huh? Who said what?
She said he wanted to fuck.
When did he say that? I like that. As a guy, he was like, when did he say that? What made you think that? She was like, I just got the vibe.
Right.
Meanwhile, she was the one kind of even introducing that to the conversation. Right. But, and I like her as an actor. I think she's dope. Mahala, I guess she's going by one name now. That's homegirl from Industry, play Harper. Oh. But, I thought it was going to be, at the ending was, it was cute, you know what I'm saying? But it was a little pat, you know what I mean? Like, I get it, but I felt like the end, it may have not matched the tone to me. Like, it was just like, all right, we get it. It was a cool way to end it, but it just felt like there could have been so much more. Even with her character, Rose, I felt like she was the one that was seeing everything. Like, she was the one that was seeing the deer. And then I'm thinking, okay, like, is it just because she's not distracted? Her friend's DVD or whatever, her friend's stream is not working, so she got nothing to take her mind off of it. You know what I mean? Everybody else got something to distract her, whether it's vaping or drinking or whatever, worrying or your teeth falling out. She was kind of the most present, seeing the little animals and shit like that. And, you know, when she did that, when she told that little story, which we've heard before, where, you know, God was like, yo, I sent you a helicopter, I sent you a boat and all of that. And then she had that line where she was like, yo, I think I'm done waiting. I was like, okay, well, what's about to happen? Like, that, it set me up for something that I don't think it delivered on. But overall, I had a good time watching the film. It was a great cast, you know. It was shot well, to your point. I didn't even consider that. But, yeah, it probably was shot in the pandemic. That's why there wasn't much going on. And it was a good premise. It, like, made you think about, you know, end times. Like, if it really was to go down, how would that shit play out, you know? Like, I did like that little scene, that real, it was a little unbelievable, but it was kind of cool when they tried to leave and then they wound up on the interstate with all them Teslas coming at them, slamming into each other. I thought that shit was fly.
Right.
But yeah.
I mean, listen, to me it was set up to do two. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they shot the second part as well with the people the same age. You know what I'm saying? A lot left on the table, you know what I'm saying? They didn't specify no one specific country that was our enemy. And, you know, they gave us the whole fairy tale that we'll be our own enemy in the end. Maybe that's some inside baseball-ass presidential shit, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, or not. But, you know, they left a lot to your imagination, which a lot of this shit is, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit is going down and you're in your own house. Like, you only making, you thinking about what you thinking about, not what nobody else think about. Like, the man at the house protecting this shit is like, man, fuck what y'all going through. I'm thinking about my shit. You know what I'm saying? And I've been thinking about this shit for a long time. So y'all niggas need to catch up. Nigga, y'all ain't finna catch me slipping. You know,
I studied for the test.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, you know, in the end, you know, everybody's going to end up at the bunker. The mother was already at the house. The kid was already there watching friends. She comfortable. You know what I'm saying? But does it really break loose or not? You know what I'm saying? If not, then it was like, was this a waste or was this a good little happy 2 hours to fill some time? But I think it was a great job. I think as a producers, that was a good opening salvo for a political family. I don't know if, you know, if anybody else would have took that type of risk putting out that type of story after being a sitting president two times.
Right.
So kudos to them, you know what I'm saying, which makes me believe that none of it's real. None of it would happen like that. But there it is. I mean, if you knew, would you really put out the real shit? No.
Yeah, I don't even think they let you do that shit. Somebody show up. Somebody show up to your house.
Hey,
they'd have seen the cut.
They already live with you. Talking about show up. Them niggas is protecting you already.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But I do, you know, I do think that when you become president, I think they pull you into a room, maybe even just separate you from your spouse too. Pull you into the room. There'll be a couple people in there and there's a couple folders. And these folders get incrementally worse. And they tell you the real. They say, look, this first folder is the folder that's called, you know, to help you brace yourself. Look, the details contained in these folders are gonna shift the way you look at the world. And you're gonna find out some things that you never knew. And now that you're in the seat, you know, as a figurehead, you know what I mean? Because we still going to run this. You know, now I'm getting into my HOTEP shit, and I'm not even a HOTEP. But, you know, like, look, this is the shit that we did, and when you get to folder three, you just looking at everybody in the room like, wait a minute, for real? Yeah, nah, we did that. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. It stays in this room, though, because, you know, if you tell anybody, we're going to have to kill you. We're going to make it look like you killed yourself. So, you know, just process this shit. You know what I mean? We got a little counselor off to the side. You know what I mean? And, you know, yeah. But just and wanted to let you know what you fucking with. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, give you the information and a little intimidation. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the type of shit we do. Welcome.
This real life, man. This country don't run itself, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas ain't driving them Benzes and goddamn shit for no reason. You know what I'm saying? This shit we got to do to keep this shit under control. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's on you. You don't have to, but, you know, there is dye for your hair because you will go gray by next month. But if not, you know, you can let it go gray. It's a very presidential look. Yeah. Keep us posted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, take it easy. Yeah, man, that shit, you come out of there, you hug your wife tight. You're like, ah.
That's when you realize that we ain't got shit. God damn.
Yeah, this shit, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I would love to see what's in those folders, though. I would love to see what's in those folders, no, you but you know. I would, but I don't want to be, you know, yeah. It'd be interesting. It'll be some interesting shit. I'm not even the biggest conspiracy theorist, but I do know that there's some shit that is going on in plain sight that you would never even believe.
My nigga.
Like, damn, really?
My nigga, yeah. It's like, man, in order to do some of the shit it takes to do to build a country out, keep a country on, keep other motherfuckers off you, shit you got to do. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, it's part of business, man. Like shit, they got us as pawns, man. We just a number in the count. Like, okay, U.S. holding down this amount of motherfuckers. Okay, China holding down this amount of motherfuckers. We need to get our motherfuckers up, or we need to get our partnerships up. I mean, I don't know nothing about it because I ain't never been in it. But just running your fucking department, nigga, takes a whole lot of will and wherewithal, you know what I'm saying, doing shit, you know what I'm saying, that everybody's not going to agree on to get to the next place. So, your church, your pastor got to do shit just to keep shit spicy, keep y'all paying the tithes. Nobody don't want to see that shit. Motherfuckers get in the background like, oh my God, he don't know these dirty. But this is how the church run. You want to change the shit. You know what I'm saying? I know people who get mad. They like to get in behind the scenes, but then they mad when they see how behind the scenes work. But they like how it work, but then they want to change behind the scenes, which all the times don't necessarily go hand in hand. Sometimes sometimes that mean behind the scenes is keep shit cracking. Sometimes it do need to be changed. Sometimes the change that we want don't realize the change that we really make when we had to take away some of the things that we don't want.
Let me ask you this. What do you think, if you peel back the curtain, what do you think percentage-wise you would see more of? Would it be the fact that shit is diabolical, but this is just how the business is run? Or would it reveal these motherfuckers behind the curtain damn near don't know what the fuck they doing? They just figuring it out on the fly. What do you think is probably more? Which way would it veer?
Man, I think there's a set of people that do know shit. There's a whole lot of motherfuckers that don't know shit that's behind the curtain. I don't think everybody behind the curtains know the full extent of behind the curtains. I think that the people that's at the top all work together. They understand this is the business. You know what I'm saying? It's like the streets sometimes. Sometimes, like, you get some crews in the streets and they beefing. Like, they crews is beefing. And then you meet the leader, the OG of the bunch, and then he cool with the OG of the other tribe and shit. And they ain't even beefing at the top. Well, they niggas is beefing on the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Them niggas up there doing business together and shit. I think it's a lot of more of that than it is, you know what I'm saying, that guy's my mortal enemy and we're against them. These niggas go have real sitting ass meetings while it's a war. Like, they drinking tea and shit. Like, they all at the motherfucking capital, the castle or the whatever it is. And they having fun. They not having fun together. They having discussions. Like normal human beings while niggas down at the bottom level dying. But in order for the conversations to happen at the top, the death is inevitable. And shit, man, it's more than what I be wanting to know, man. I don't want to know all that shit. I do want to wake up and feel like, it's a sunny day. Chilling. I'm going to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it trickles down to where I'm at. But when you had to worry about how to make that happen, how to let the environment be where a nigga could frolic, you might not want to know what's up there.
Blood on the leaves.
A lot of it.
All that frolicking. Yeah. Interesting.
What we trying to do is not be the blood.
Right. That's interesting. I'm curious. I do feel like, I agree with you on that. I do think that the heads of a lot of these quote-unquote warring sectors, they meeting with each other. They have a civilized conversation. They having laughs and all of that. They might not be best of friends, but it's not sworn enemies either. You know, they understand what's going on.
Right.
But then I also think that, and maybe that's not all the way up the line, or maybe it is, or maybe when you go so far up the line, a lot of it is so disconnected, and it has to be, because you don't, like you said, sometimes you don't want to even know that shit because you don't want that on your conscience. You know what I mean? So it's so disconnected. Maybe the people in the middle or towards the top, to get to the top, they got to deal with that, you know? But I do think that there's a portion of these people that are so disconnected to what's going on that it's not their job to even know what's going on. All they're looking at is the return. They're looking at the balance sheet. They're looking at, okay, business as usual, what we lose, what do we make? I bet. Sounds about right. Run it down the flagpole. Let them handle it. I'll be here. I'll be on this island. Yielding. You know what I'm saying? Getting my dividends mm-hmm. on Dividend Island with Gilligan.
Right.
Anyway. Yeah, so that's that. That's
poet,
that,
and we ain't even know it.
How about that, man? shit, dude. We be all over the place, man. I ain't even gonna lie, but yo,
we talked about a movie. We talked about a subject. This is what we talking about.
We chilling.
As Cameron say, nigga, we the new journalists, man. We talk about.
How about that? Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, hit you, nigga, with it. That is funny, but don't laugh.
Yeah, man, I do that. I do that sometimes. I might have lost my laugh in the war, man, in the comedy war. Just being a comedian, sometimes you lose your laugh. Oh, you just hear people like, "Ha, that's good." Yeah, you gotta fight to maintain your laugh. You gotta fight to maintain your laugh. It's like, you know what I mean. Anyway, yeah, it's like, you know. What was I gonna say? You know, random shit. I was gonna go see that the Beyonce movie. I was gonna go check that shit out, right? Because I see a lot of people talking about it. Obviously, I didn't see the concert, but I was like, everybody like, yo, the movie's ill, and da 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 da, whatever, whatever. And I like when she does her movie thing. Like, what was it, Lemonade? It was another one where she had a documentary. It's always good. I like those behind-the-scenes documentaries, especially if it's like an artist that worked hard as shit, you know? So I was like, let me check it out. But what I found out was that shit is only playing from Thursday through Sunday. Okay. My cheap ass was trying to see that shit on a Tuesday. You know, I like to go to the movies on a Tuesday, see the shit for the $7. Beyonce was like, nah. You got to pay what you weigh, bruh. You know what I mean? We ain't fucking around. Ain't no discounts over here, Pop. You got to go with the motherfucking peoples on the weekend. So we'll see. We'll see what it is. But I just thought that was funny because I was refreshing it, and it was just like, it kept saying, oh, it's unfortunately there are no show. I'm like, what is going on? What's the thing? I had to Google it, and they was like, yeah, she only show. And it's only for a limited time, like maybe 4 weeks. And then it's from Thursday to Sunday. So, you know, shout out to her for, you know, creating, disrupting the matrix. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I was in the hair and makeup, and they had the bootleg on.
They still got bootlegs?
Yeah, nigga. Y'all watching Beyonce? And then I just noticed that the angle never really changed. I was like, that ain't no damn Beyonce. You got another camera in the shot. Like, nigga, what the fuck is this? Y'all niggas watching the bootleg? You're like, yeah, it's on YouTube.
Man, they got the vintage bootleg, the old school.
They got the bootleg on YouTube, nigga.
Shit looking like the Young Thug trial.
Yeah.
I don't know if I watched that a little bit of the Young Thug trial. Them niggas is showing a whole nother motherfucker. They ain't even showing the person on the stand. They got the camera on, the lawyers flipping through their shit. You hear the nigga answering the questions. It's so wild. I saw shit. I might post it. I thought the shit was the funniest shit ever. The nigga Young Thug looking the camera and winked. I said, oh, shit. How was y'all handled adversity in that, man? I was like, oh, this nigga is off the chain. Right. But yeah, man. Shout out to that, man. Shit, yeah. That shit is something. But yeah, I was watching. I watched some of that trial, and that shit looked like the bootleg itself.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you gonna watch it at the theater?
Maybe. Maybe I might check it out. I might go ahead and check it out. We'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. Curious. Man. I'm curious to see the shit. It's curious.
You deserve to see Beyonce in the big theater.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man.
No doubt. No doubt.
Thank you. Thank you very much, man. I received that.
I might take my daughter to see it at the IPIC or something.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's fire. Yeah, check it out. See what
think about that.
About. Yeah, there it is.
Did you catch any of these shows?
You know, I caught the shows we were supposed to catch. And I watched both of them shits twice. So I'm good. Yeah, I'm good, man. Let's kick it off. Where you want to go first?
All right, start us off with Fargo.
Let's start us off with Fargo. The night before Christmas, Fargo was interesting. Fargo was good, man. I have this thing. Fargo is really, like, they taking their time. They very deliberate, but at some points it's good in the way that they deliver. I like how they opened up. You know what I mean? It was kind of like the Fargo version of Belly. You know what I'm saying? Where you see the cats coming in with their little masks on, and you got the Baby It's Cold Outside alternate version playing. So, like, it's real heightened. You know what I mean? You got the little shit in the, you see old Nadine or Dorothy. What's her name? Dottie? What's her alias is one name, but her real name is Nadine. Or at least that's her last name.
I think she's Dottie.
Dottie. They call her Dottie. So she ready for war. You know what I mean? She ready. She got her bulletproof vest on, you know, tucked away in the closet, got the house booby trapped, you know. But you could also tell, I forget my man's name. Is it Scotty? The sheriff's son's name.
Oh yeah, whatever. Pussy nigga.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Him, the young buck. The successor, you know what I'm saying? He kind of, you know, he's hip to a little bit of it. So, like, when he peeping the booby traps, like, he's seen, okay, she got the little light bulb that's going to fall when we do the sliding door. Let me catch that. Boom, bah. Mm-hmm. Slide up in there. We go in there. They run the offense. She let them kind of scurry around a little bit. You know, the shit's burning in the oven or whatever. After a while, the music stops, the smoke detector start blaring, she step out and she start getting to work a little bit, you know, caught one cat, bing, you know, with the pepper spray, wow, kick him down some steps, then she dip, we finally get to see the fucking sledgehammer get to use, she pull that shit, you know, real Macaulay Culkin on him, real Home Alone, skip past him, wow, drop him. She run a route, go around the back, come back through into the house. And then she putting in work. She's getting it off. Got my man disarmed his gun, shooting at them. Everything's looking pretty good. You know, everything's looking like, okay, this is a good stand. She gonna get away with the family, nice and safe. She tells her husband, I forget the husband's name, the husband and the daughter's name. I forget the daughter's name, Sonny, I think the daughter's name is. Tell them to come down. They coming down, hidden away, like in the attic. She's like, yo, go down the chute. Old husband, this nigga don't listen. He don't have no military training. He's not a survivalist like Nadine. That's what threw him. Nadine, what is that? You know, right. he don't even have no body armor. He gonna run an audible. This motherfucker run. We're gonna go down the trellis. Motherfucker, I told you to go down the chute. He runs through, goes to open the damn window. Gets electrocuted by the booby trap. Wow, he's fucked up. Damn near loses his life. So now he's really literally dead weight. They got to throw this nigga out the window. You know what I'm saying? Toss his ass off the roof. You know, and barely get away.
Another inept ass husband.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I thought about when you were saying that. I was like, yeah, this exactly. And when the shit go down, he ain't gonna be ready. And this ain't even a dream. This is real life. And you fucked it up. You almost got everybody killed, idiot. So, boom. That's the thing about the idiot husband. They'll never have no allies. Even other husbands, or, you know what I mean? Dudes is like, get the fuck, come on, fam. That's a lonely life to be the inept. So boom. So that happened.
So then what else happens in the show? And you could jump in. You go from one pass you the baton.
Well, they go in the house, you know what I'm saying? To do all what they trying to do and grab her. The husband gets caught up in his electrocution. It all fails. They had to retreat. So upon retreat, you know what I'm saying? The house is on fire because it caught fire when he got himself electrocuted. Mm-hmm. They got to take his ass to the hospital. He in there with no memory, like he got amnesia and shit. She like, who are you? Oh, Nadine. She like, oh, no, nigga, don't be saying no fucking Nadine, nigga. It's Dot.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Dot. Stick to the script. You know what I'm saying, nigga? So now he was just stuck on that because that's the last thing he was thinking before he got shot. Like, this bitch ain't even who I thought she was. Right. But now that he's, you know what I'm saying, out of commission, he can't remember that. So she's, you know, fostering her story. You know what I'm saying? The mama, she in there motherfucking trying to do a Forbes interview talking about her debt collection, how she got rich. Meanwhile, they collecting debt on the police officer lady. You know what I'm saying? They keep calling her to do her loans and shit. So I'm trying to figure out how those two things are going to link up.
Because she runs that agency.
Yeah, she owns the debt collection shit.
Right, right. And her husband fucking degloved his ring finger. You ever heard of that before? Degloving?
What that mean?
Man, well, I don't know when I first heard about this shit. It's horrible. So what happens is, a lot of times, cats that wear a ring, like, say they climbing a fence for whatever reason, I don't know, but you or whatever, the ring gets caught on the fence, and then the gravity of your body will rip the ring and all of the skin up off. It's like basically unsheaths your fucking ring finger to reveal like basically the bone. Like that shit is just rips your whole shit off. That's what the glove is, all the ligaments and all of that shit. And it happens more than you would think. That shit crazy. So yeah, when I heard about that, it's like one of them things you hear about. I don't even wear a ring, but it's one of them things you think about and you rub your finger like, oh shit, that shit look disgusting. So that's what happened to her husband, I guess. Well, I don't even know if they still together. Huh? Her ex-husband.
Who, the police or the debt lady?
The police.
Oh.
No, okay. The police when she was in the car. Yeah, it was $2,600 because she was trying to explain it. Yeah, he degloved himself, whatever. It was like, yeah, well, look, we want that money. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be in debt, do you? You know, so we seeing that she dealing with that shit, and then we find out that, you know, the evil moms is the head of all of that, you know. But go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, it couldn't have been black, nigga. $2,600, nigga, shit, come get me.
Fuck out of here. Send that shit to voicemail, nigga. What you talking about? I wouldn't even have that conversation. And I'm police? Fuck out of here, nigga. I got my pistol.
Fuck out of here. Kidding me? So, you know, everybody, you know, still trying to really figure out old Dot, you know what I'm saying? Roy over there doing his church seances. I don't know what the fuck he got going on, but he, you know, he had to make a visit over to the inept son's house who beats his wife. And
I don't think that's his son.
Why you don't think that?
I don't think that's his son. One, because he killed him. I don't think that was his son, though.
You don't?
What makes you think that's his son?
Something about that first episode made me believe that was his son.
Yeah, I don't think so. I was trying to figure that out. I don't know. I'm not sure. Y'all let us know. I will look back, but y'all let us know. I'm not sure if that's the son. I think that was just the cat, because I think he already kind of lined him up, too. Like, he going to take the fall for the dead officer.
Okay. So maybe it's not his son. Yeah. But I couldn't imagine the sheriff come talking to you about taking care of your wife. You know what I'm saying? But
right,
I guess it's not his son. Maybe he's just a, you know, small town sheriff that handles all kinds of things.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. But, so you know, he sees that Joshua, the inept husband, number three, is still beating his wife, and shit pulls his pistol out on the, on Roy, the hardened sheriff. You know, he like, nigga, pistol don't make you strong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's just a weak nigga with a pistol. I mean, in other words, that's how I heard it. You just a weak nigga with a pistol. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And as soon as he went to pull the trigger, he pulled down on him, shot his ass. Pow! He did. So now he get to blame all the shit from around town on the dead nigga. So, voila.
Right.
Tells the wife.
Old school.
Yeah, they said, yeah. I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. You good. You should see this as a blessing. Shit, I got you. You're going to get a little check every month, and you away from a nigga who's beating on you. All right? All right. Don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Let me get a cup of water.
Yeah, let me get a cup of water. A
glass of water.
Like, goddamn, nigga, dude, what's going on with your pipes? Gave this nigga some brown-ass water. That's probably why her husband was crazy. Niggas is drinking metal, heavy metal.
Oh shit! So there's wild ass lead poisoning out this bitch. Wow.
Damn.
Oh,
so he put that shit down. He was like, "Nigga, the fuck is this?"
Shit.
So that was that. He shot his motherfucking ass, and of course, Doc got away. I don't know what else was it. That was pretty much it.
That was it. There was that one moment with old crazy. What's my man's name? Merch.
Yeah.
Crazy Merch. Ass is in the bathtub with his mom's, I guess his grandmother come up there.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Yo, what's going on with you?" He starts saying some. He says some deep shit though. He was like something about, you know, to be the king, you know, you expect there to be free. It was like a real little deep little monologue. He got real philosophical on that ass, but it just was undermined by him laying in filth in the tub, you know what I'm saying? And then his mom's or his grandmother was like, "Yo, but what's up with you, man? What do you want?" He got up, butt ass naked. It was like, "I want some pancakes." It's like, yeah. Sometimes you just want some pancakes. It's like, "I want some pancakes." It's like, "All right." Yeah, that was weird. That was weird, but it, you know, that fits the tone of the show.
Yeah, he a double from 500 years ago. He drank them sins 500 years ago.
Right, so that's the thing I'm trying to figure out. So is that I'm like, because the thing that I do like about the show is it seems to be grounded in reality. Like, you know, even with Dot fighting off all these intruders, there's times where she catch a bad one. Like, she's not undefeated, you know, like, and people get hurt and things of that nature. It's not so ridiculous where you got to suspend your disbelief. But then, what's the deal with this cat? Like, is he supposed to, like, I'm lost a little bit on that. What's the thing with this guy being a 500-year-old demon or whatever? What's the vibe? And also, I guess this was him when he, didn't he get up in Roy's daughter's room? And kind of marked it over the bed just to let him know, "I could touch your family."
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Now, that was wild. I don't know what's up with the nigga. They never explained it. They just showed 500 years ago, a nigga that looked like him had to drink somebody's sins before they died so that the poor people could take the sins from the rich people. The rich people going to heaven, and the poor people was sitting there motherfucking drinking your sins so you don't have to live with it. You don't have to take them with you to the afterlife. You know, like that work. I don't know. Maybe it did. So they just flashback the motherfucker looking like him with this crazy ass shit going on. So possibly he's a demon from 500 years ago. Possibly he's just carrying the soul of the demon from 500 years ago.
Right. Them sins, they look like Rice Krispie treats or something. they ain't look that sinful, but it just, you know what I mean? I was like, what is that? What are they eating? I have to go back and look at
that. I mean, it's but just symbolic. But, you know, they say, you know, we could translate our traumas from years past through our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we could also transfer our wins. And I, you know what I'm saying? They don't never say that, but if you could transfer one, you could transfer the other, right? To me.
Right. Right.
We could transfer our kingliness or not, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Whatever our good shit is probably can come through our DNA as well.
Mm-hmm. That's real shit.
So, that's how I see it.
It is, yeah.
But yeah, that's old Fargo. You know what I'm saying? It's a TBD. You know what I'm talking about?
A TBD, meaning what you saying?
Meaning that the story is still rolling out, slowly but surely. Okay.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we got no conclusions. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Other than
they taking their time.
The husband is out of whack because he electrocuted himself not listening to his tiger wife. The tiger wife is still trying to hold down her fucking story as her house is burnt to the, you know what I'm saying, to crisp. Mother-in-law is trying to seek her understanding and vengeance if needed. Police is trying to get to the bottom of it. The inept ass police, the black guy, is trying to trying to help the other police lady that's in debt. You know what I'm saying? It's tough out here, man. Black people we ain't getting no wins on some of these white shows, man.
Well, let's go to a black show.
Right.
We doing all right. We thriving. Take it to Queens. Take it to the
South Side.
The early crack era. Exactly.
Shit.
Oh shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? Keep rising to the top. Exactly.
Boom.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
So we here. We in Queens. We
back
in Queens.
In Queens. You know what I'm saying? It's cold outside. You know,
cold as shit. I didn't know Rock was a butter pecan girl. As a fucking Unique discovers. They had that little moment.
I mean, the 80s, early 90s, nigga, butter pecan was the shit.
Well, do you know the history behind butter pecan ice cream?
Nah.
So this is, and I'm almost positive this is the real shit. You got to look it up, but I'm just about 100% sure that this is, well, you know, allegedly. Back in the days, you know, black people weren't allowed to have vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. They could only have chocolate ice cream. Couldn't have vanilla ice cream. That was for white folks. You know, shit was segregated. But, like, on Sundays, I want to say, on Sundays, they could have butter pecan ice cream. Like, butter pecan was like the concession. Mm-hmm. So that's why butter pecan is your grandmother's favorite ice cream. And then damn near maybe your own nostalgic favorite. You know what I mean? But that's where it all comes from. It's some real deep, it's racism. You know what I'm saying? But that's why black people love butter pecan.
I can understand that.
Yeah, no, I can understand it too. And I appreciate it even more.
You know what I'm saying?
I like butter pecan ice cream even before I knew about the horrible lineage or origin of it. But yeah.
Yeah, and it's probably some shit that we could make with some free ingredients, with pecans that fell off the tree. You know what I'm talking about? You know, we were resourceful. I could see.
We could make vanilla
shit.
Ice cream.
Yeah,
we
could make all of that shit. If you couldn't eat vanilla ice cream, then you have to do something different. You know what? I'm gonna put some sauce on this shit. Boom, boom, boom. Butter pecan.
Melanin in this. Exactly. Something. But yeah, so you know, Rock is a butter pecan girl. You know, she's making the ancestors proud, or maybe not. Maybe the ancestors is like, broaden your horizons. Try some cookies and creams, Rocky Road, nigga. But anyway, so they in there on some old soap opera shit. He feeding the ice cream, then the Italians come busting through both sides of the house. Yo, hello, home invasion. She vulnerable for a home invasion. There's a lot of home invasion in her infrastructure. You know
she
what
don't
mean?
Even
like,
flinch. Her home invasion, they kick the front door. Oh, no. They kick the back door. All they did was just turn. Like, oh, shit.
It was super cool. Both of them was super cool. Oh shit, I guess this is how it's gonna be.
Where
huh?
the pistols at? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Right. Niggas, this fucking ice cream. You got caught lacking.
Y'all niggas really trying to do this love shit?
That's what I'm saying. I told you it's looking like they trying to do a little something. I think that might have been the end of it though. I think that hopefully that might have been the end of it, because I don't think Pernissa gonna give permission. And Pernissa's a crazy name. Shout out to all the Pernissas listening. But so then we in the club. We see Lou an angry ass drunk. Lou out here.
Lou is grieving,
still,
man. Lou is grieving.
He going through it. He going through it.
Like everybody throw Lou under the bus. He crazy. He tripping. Lou grieving, and nobody don't know how to talk to him, and he don't know how to talk to nobody. You know?
That's a good point. I mean, but everybody catching L's. But I do see what you're saying. But I he's still a drunk. That's how he's grieving. He grieving with that bottle. Mm-hmm. He going in. Is any angry drunk? You know what I mean? He about to swing on the nigga, bringing the drinks and shit. You know. So you see Lou and Marvin in the club. Lou getting pissy, getting angry. You know, Marvin on point. He got his head on the swivel. He sees some white dudes up in the balcony peeping, looking like the feds or some type of, you know, some type of either the ops mm-hmm. or the authorities, you know what I mean? Eagle-eyeing them, but Marvin peeping. So that sets up a little something. And, you know, we go back to, we see Rock and Unique getting delivered to Stefano, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And that's when the whole... The run on all of the alternate Unique names run. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Unique, ubiquitous, mm-hmm. unprecedented, unusual. Get into that shit. So you see that Stefano asked Rock, you know, look, we need you to kill Sal for the five families because we can't do it because we got to, you know, it's against our code of honor. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't do that. So we trying to outsource that to you. You know what I mean? Young Mooley woman, you know what I'm saying? Damn. You wanna move untethered? Well, that's what they was called. They call her a Mooley woman, but they definitely was dropping that Mooley. You pulled the Mooley out. That's what they, you know what I mean? Look, what's what we need you to do? Either that or we gonna kill you. You know what I'm saying? So what's the deal? She's like, you know, you mafia niggas, whatever.
You want me y'all to ain't do
y'all just like niggas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker. So, you know, so there's that. That's gone. They agree. She'll make it happen as long as she can move, you know, unbothered. Everything that she got going on with the Italians is resolved. It's no mm-hmm. problems. I'm going to pass you the baton. Go ahead. Whatever.
I'm going to dip down into Paul's shit. I'm going to talk about Marvin. But Marvin, he's an underestimated character as far as the depth of what he's going through, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Yes, Rock is dealing with her son, but she's dealing with it in a different kind of way. She hasn't evolved in her thought process at this point. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Nigga, is you in the game? Is you know what I'm saying? Is you not stay the fuck around me if you ain't with this shit? She's still on that. Marvin is trying to figure his daughter out, you know what I'm saying? After, you know, years of you know, being one way and you know what I'm saying? Just very firm in one way. And now, you know, her mother's dead, you know what I'm saying? She already, you know, threatened to leave him to go over there with her after he raised all this time, you know what I'm saying? She had a very, you know, vulnerable place. And he's trying to figure that shit out, man. You know, her girlfriend's dad who got killed came through, like, you know, I heard of this situation. I got a card for you. You know what I'm saying? Him and Marvin have a deep conversation for a few, drink some beers at the house, kicking it. Marvin feeling like a regular person. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? A world outside of his street world. Mm-hmm. Then his daughter come home. He like, hey, you know, this is great news. She like, I ain't doing that no more. He like, yeah, damn, that's your shit. Like, you know what I mean? And he, you know, Marvin, he not equipped to have these types of conversations, but he's trying. You know what I'm saying? So at every turn, he's getting kind of batted down in that environment. But, you know, as it seems that, you know, she go to stand outside the funeral as she does. You know, she don't never, what's her name? Jukebox don't never attend the funeral, but she be at all the motherfuckers.
Jukebox, that's her. That's what she loved to do. Just showing up the shit that she don't want to go to. Stand across the street, right. Scowl and walk off in some polo. That's all right. She do. That she be peeping it. She see it going on and then just step the fuck off. Yeah, like she, fuck that.
And she like Tyreek. She get all these places with no car. She just yeah. She get all over the place. You know, ain't that many trains in Queens, man. You know what I'm saying?
She like moving around.
You got to get a dollar cab, a train, a jitney van, nigga. Like, yeah, she getting to a lot of places.
Yeah. Which, you'll never see her getting off the train or getting out of cab. She just on foot.
She just show up on foot. Which brings me to Kanan on foot ass. His mama bring him a whole Mustang with the Daytons on that bitch. And he got so much pride. I don't want it. You buy my own. Nigga, you can't even live, nigga.
Nice car. I'll get my own. I love the nigga driving that shit, though, that brand new Mustang at 10 and 2. I don't know if you saw that nigga holding it with both hands. He didn't even swag it out.
But he already jumped off from the jump. I ain't got my license. Uh-huh. Go ahead. I trust you. You trust him? Yeah. Shit. Right. You know, no parents don't trust their kids driving no shit with them in it.
Yeah. You know.
But, you know, Kanan out here trying to make a name for himself. He's smarter than the man. He about to, you know, make his delivery runs, you know what I'm saying, with his weed, which he don't have yet. I guess they're going to go back to the Weed Connect and figure that part out. I'm like, this nigga setting up a distribution with no fucking product.
None. And got high hopes on what they're going to yield. We're going to be making triple what you're doing.
Not even hopes, nigga. This nigga is demeaning a motherfucker. Like, nigga, I'm smarter than you, nigga. I could do this better than you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? My drip better than you, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you ain't even ever did that one this chain. Shit before.
Yeah.
You ain't even out your mama house good.
He entitled. You know, he's street legacy. You know what I mean? Grew up under a boss. Right. You know, so he's seen enough to feel like he that guy. What they say, you grew up on third base, feel like you hit a triple.
Right.
That's old Kanan.
Yeah, old famous, ready to do whatever. Like, shit, you know, I'll take a delivery job. Shit.
Man, I need famous to get something more, man. He's starting to feel like he needs some more depth. He's starting to just become just thick.
Why would he though?
He had a little bit more depth in the first couple seasons. Like, at least he was trying to rhyme. You know, he had a little bit more than just being a, not even comedic relief, but just like a punchline. Yeah, like, hopefully.
I guess he
the internet partner, but.
But think about niggas when you was graduating high school. Nigga, I'm rhyming in the fucking lunchroom because you ain't got shit else to do. You know what I'm saying? Secondly, you know, you get in the music game and that shit was dangerous as fuck and the nigga done got killed. It was like, shit. Famous ain't have a plan. He represents the nigga who just floating through here. You know what I'm saying? He didn't graduate from high school. He ain't got nowhere to go. Bills kicking his ass. He don't know what to do. He just floating, man. And you know, I ain't even going, shit, I done floated before. I ain't been famous. I always had a plan, but you know what I'm saying? I know what that feel like. You know what I'm saying? I know what it feel like to not know, to just be in the world, in the wind, and you trying to figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Not that he can't have more depth, but it almost ain't no room for that nigga to have more depth.
But that's my thing. That's what kills me, because I feel like his little lines are dragging it then, because he need to be relegated to, you know, Pernissa and Jerome status if you just ain't going to have no. Like, why does Kanan fuck with you? You know what I'm saying?
Kanan,
like,
there got to be something.
Nah, it got to be a little bit more than that, man.
That nigga need to.
It got to be a little.
Where he going to go if he ain't got nobody to go to?
He the only cat on the show with lines that don't really have no true, like, no real direction. Like, all of a sudden, I just feel like he's been written a little goofy this season so far. That's all I'm saying. Right. I'm hoping that they lay in the groundwork for something that's going to turn about, because right now, I'm like, come on, bro. Like, every time I'm like, all right, man. This shit is starting to feel one note for him. That's just my own opinion.
It's definitely one note. I think it's on purpose. You know what I'm saying? I think they're going to sneak something in for him. You know what I'm saying? He might say today as he's getting killed. I don't know. They need him.
They need him. They gonna have some deep shit before he take his last breath.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, like, fame ain't what he say. You only get 15 minutes of fame.
They gonna have a deep ass line. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Your mother is always gonna be your mother.
End scene.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That type
rap
shit.
Rap on famous.
You know what I'm saying? Man. Everybody give famous a round of applause. Ah, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. They holding them around for something, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know for what, but it is what it is. Who else is it? And then, so back to Marvin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Marvin, he's doing what he knows to do. You know what I'm saying? He know the street shit. He ain't got no ambitions to go and blow up any further. You know what I'm saying? That's his sister. They probably closest because they were closest in age. He's known for holding it down. That's what he know to do. You know what I'm saying? So when she telling him, you know what I'm saying, she done, but I need this shit happen. Marvin is on the case. You know what I'm saying? All right, well, I got you, shit. Now, these niggas, because the Italians trying to kill all us, man. You know what I'm saying? So better me go and handle this shit than not. What we need to do, we need to kill my man, Lou, whatever. Well, not Lou, but whatever his name is.
Sal.
He with it. He got, but he need a little backup. You know what I'm saying? He go see his brother. Hey, man, I'm going to need you to do some lookout tonight. I ain't ask you to do no killing. Just lookout. Is it for Rock? Yeah. Fuck you. I ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? So he against the whole Rock campaign. So he's
Lou out. Is on strike.
Lou on strike. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Marvin, go handle his BI. You know what I'm saying? Jump the fence. You know what I'm saying? Scare off a dog with some goddamn Twizzlers. I don't know what the fuck he used. I
think it was a Slim Jim or something. Yeah.
Like, lucky he had that Twizzlers.
right. That dog went after that shit like it was $1,000.
That shit look like some Twizzlers. But the nigga get the truck. And he gets shit set up for tomorrow. He find him a driver. You know what I'm saying? They pull up. They handle their business. You know what I'm saying? He ran through all them bullets with no fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Cool
as fuck with a whole bullet wound in
Action
his stomach.
Jackson.
But, you know, I ain't going to talk about that.
I forgot all about that. He was so agile. I thought I was watching the Barry Sanders documentary.
You know, that nigga's running through bullets. Yeah, like, what happened to his gunshot wound? Nigga, that shit hurt.
The Matrix. Yeah, man.
He got up out of there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They tried to give Sal a little deep moment before he become perished and unalived.
Yeah. On the bench with his lady, with Teresa. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look at my grandson. You know, rah, 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 rah,
blah! I like that they let him pass off the grandson, though.
Right.
They gave him the honor of that. Like, they ain't just have him drop the baby dead. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they was like, let him move that off. Okay, here we go. We got clearance.
I thought Marvin wasn't going to do it with the baby there. You know what I'm saying? With all he going through. But, you know, he looked like he was like, fuck that shit. But he did wait.
Yeah, he was patient. You know patience, man? Is a virtue.
So
yeah, man.
They killed the Italian and he dipped off. What else you remember?
Mm-hmm. I got a few things that I remember. First off, we got to jump back a little bit. Officer Howard killed that eulogy. He sold that shit well. Right. He sold that. I forgot he killed her. The way he was like, you know, he sold that shit. So I was like, okay, Howard might have got them off his trail, hopefully. But it looked like the feds is now moving into the precinct, so they might sniff around. You see his, Adina, Burke's old woman, she kind of sniffing around. Mm-hmm. She pull up on the pops. At the funeral, Pops is old school, you know what I mean? Old school, like, he was like, you're a queer! You and my daughter were queer! Get out of here! Like, they was on that shit. I don't fuck with you, don't talk to me! Yeah, it was old school. The old school hatred. So she looking shunned. Then she got shunned a little later by the OG captain. He was like, yo, if you say her name, that shit is a felony. You right. need to get out of here with that shit. Da, 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 da. So there she go. We'll see what happens. If,
oh, we already know.
We'll see what's going to happen.
You already know it's Power yeah. Universe. You know what I'm saying? The old characters don't never die till they dead for real. And she ain't.
That's true.
So, you know, she going to pop back up with the feds. And, you know what I'm saying? She going to have a fed partner. They, season 5, they going to be going out to Canaan. I don't know, man.
We'll see. Yeah, that might with fucking what's my man's name that finally died? Sax. Yeah,
Sax.
You know, come back with Sax and Columbo.
Right.
So that was that. I like that shit. What else was very interesting? And I saw that the whole Mr. Bingham, like the fact that he came all the way to Hood to drop off a business card. That shows we've come a long way. Because that shit, now you could have just taken a photo of that shit and texted to a motherfucker. That nigga had to get on a train and a bus. You know what I mean? He was coming from the east side of Manhattan. You know what I mean?
He ain't even on the E or whatever.
Yeah. But then it also made me, there was the moment, you know, when they were sipping Heinekens, which is good. You know what I mean? We had our little Heineken talk a couple weeks ago. You know, something about that green glass.
Up in the crib.
You know, Heineken.
In the early 90s, man.
Come on now, we're drinking good.
No IPAs back then that we knew of.
So, I had the question that when he dropped off the business card and jukebox was like, look, I don't want to do that shit no more. I don't sing no more. He hit her with the, you know, Nicole would have wanted you to at least try, you know, that type of shit. And I wonder, like, how long does the... how long after death does that last? The such and such that's dead, they would have wanted you to. Like, how long does that ever expire? Is it based on, you know, who
people
died?
People
like,
has no expiration dates on saying it. Now, motherfuckers giving a
but
fuck.
But the effectiveness. Right.
I don't know how long it lasts. 18 months? I'm telling you, nigga, going through my experience, I don't know, nigga. It'd be like, so there was be that. On their own shit. Like, nigga, I don't know what that nigga talking about. He wasn't dealing with this.
Yeah, they wouldn't even said that shit. You ain't even know that person like I knew that person. So there was that. What else I thought was interesting? Ronnie, Unique's brother, is aggressively uptight. That nigga need a chill pill. Loosen up the new chill pill. For niggas that ain't like niggas.
Up, nigga.
He's about to kill that bouncer. That's gonna be his relief.
Nigga, that
like, he can't wait.
In trouble, nigga. That nigga boy got the eyes was daggers on his ass all night. Nigga. The nigga summoned him up like, nigga, I'm gonna punch that nigga in his gut. He got that bad knee, nigga. Shit, I'm gonna fuck that nigga. You know what I'm talking about? He's sizing him up.
Yeah. He killed that nigga about 3 times already in his head. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have fun with that shit. But he is tight. When the women try to show him love, he's, get the fuck off me! He was wilding out. Like, that nigga was wilding, sitting in front of the TV ain't on, the nigga scaring everybody in the house. You know? He's bugged out, man. I like the character so far, because he's like simmering. Something's going crazy. This nigga like a little volcano. Mm-hmm. What else was I saying? There was another thing. Oh, I thought that them niggas having halftime playing in the club, that shit was fire. That shit was dope, because that reminded me of how big a record halftime was in New York when that shit first came out. Shout out to Large Professor. He killed that. Mm-hmm. What else? I like, you know, Stefano and Unique. Like that little scene that they had where they finally chopped it up and they, you know, unlikely business partners. I like, you know what I mean? Like that was a good little rapport show, you know, how Unique is about his business and how Stefano is about their business. Like it gets, you know, they say business is business. You know what I mean? Like, and yeah, I thought that was cool.
Play out in the dynamics of Southside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to see, because that.
Take the Italians as a plug. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Rock just walked away from her plug.
Yeah. That's the other thing. That speaking of that, I hope Juliana and Rock, I hope they get to fight just one time. Yeah, just for the payoff. Like, not even a gun battle. Oh, like a straight up fist fight.
You want
to Yeah, because they, she want to, you could tell she want to. She want to really do damage to it. You can feel that tension is thick. And I like that part of the scene where you know, they speak in Spanish and then Rock come in speaking Spanish. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you speak Spanish. It's like, yeah, motherfucker. I always wanted to learn a language so I could pop up in the middle of that shit, make it awkward on niggas. Like,
yeah, I'm the same motherfucker buying Newports from your bitch ass.
You the bitch, yeah. Bitch I used to buy Newports from. That's a credit. That's a credit. You know what I'm saying? When niggas die, you can find out where you really stood in their life. You thought your name was going to be Juliana, old girl from the corner store. Nah, you was the bitch I used to buy Newports from. That was it. That's how I seen you your whole life. Clown. But, yeah, so that was that. I think that's everything. I think, Lou, I think Jukebox saved Lou's life.
Yeah.
Coming over there with, you know what I mean? Let's get in the studio. That nigga was... You know, like back in the days, I don't know if you ever came across people that was quote unquote on disability, but they just be getting the check and they stay in the house getting drunk. Mm-hmm. They don't go to work, but they claiming disability. Mm-hmm. That's how Lou was living. Lou was on disability from the drug game until Jukebox said, "Yo, I need a jam." That nigga dusted off the fucking SP-1200.
Turned them powers on, boy. Mm-hmm. The power button started clicking. Click, click, click.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's probably going to be his way of getting through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that be that one story everybody always tell. Never, you know what I'm saying? Don't be disrespecting niggas because you don't know where they came from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga might make it to the other side. Think Lou just a producer and want to act funny. Lou got body count, man. Lou been killing niggas, man.
Lou's a killer. And he could make a hit.
Right,
he got an ear. So that's the crazy part. He's the real, you know, he's one of the real hitmen.
We be watching, you know what I'm saying? This shit, forgetting that, you know what I'm saying? Death takes a toll on you, man. Like, you know, you're doing the killing. Like, this nigga ain't just doing grieving the people who got killed, but this nigga been killing.
And it's also a good source of inspiration too, Mike. It might come across in the music. You know what I'm saying? You might dig deep. You know what I mean? Come through with some shit niggas could dance to. But yeah, that's that. So that's why, and that is reason why. Like when I see all this shit, all these dynamic storylines for everybody but Famous, I'm like, come on, y'all gotta get that man something. And lastly, I will say that 50 narration is starting to get iconic. You know what I'm saying? Like it's starting to line up more because sometimes it used to be a little abstract.
Hey, man.
But like that little, you know what I mean? He be talking about some shit that's not even going on in the scene.
Hey, man.
You know,
even sometime. Even when it don't, we used to it now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it's starting to gel a little better. You look forward to it. It's very looming. Right before Sal got hit, you know, 50 hit you with the little, you know, in the street. And that was another thing. That's got to be a life. Like that moment when he's sitting on the bench with Teresa, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You a boss, you a mob boss, or you a drug lord, you know, like Rock or whomever. Like, the spoils of the life, the compartmentalization of, or do you truly compartmentalize, or do you just make peace with the fact that you're probably going to come to a violent end? As much as you've gotten and as far as you've climbed and as great as this shit feels, you are not exempt. You are still within the strike zone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it could come at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And either you're going to make your peace with it or that shit going to keep you up at night. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because he knew that bullet was coming. You know what I'm saying? Let me pass this baby off and take this bullet.
I don't know if he knew at the very second.
He didn't know it was coming in that moment. He didn't know it was coming in that moment. But he also knew the motherfucking police hit him with that exploding offer. I never heard that shit before. We got 60 seconds, so that shit is over. This is an exploded offer.
Damn.
And he was like, shit. In 60 seconds? Damn. All right, get the fuck out of here. Right. And they said, yo, well, I can tell you this. That shit about to happen sooner than later.
Right.
You take it easy. They stepped off.
See ya.
But yeah, I enjoyed this episode. I thought this was a good episode. Starting to pick up. Starting to get a little bit more exciting. Both of these shows are, you know, I mean, this is only the second episode of the season. It's funny. Because Fargo's 4 episodes in, I'm damn near feeling like Raising Kanan is 4 episodes in, but it's only 2.
Right.
But Yeah, they starting to get into that groove.
They're doing a good job, man. It's some power universe moves in here where shit move a little, time move a little fast. And you know what I'm saying? You know, very cool. Like that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to hit them. Y'all need to hit them tonight type shit. Was like, okay, nice. All
right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, Marvin, you just going to throw your little Slim Jim over there and get on it. But it's okay.
Dog going to just, yeah. And it's only one dog. Right. Only one dog. The whole USP, you know, the post office only got one dog working.
And he ain't even trying the way to they bite work, you.
Yeah, the way they work, actual postal officers, you know what I mean? They only got one dog working. They work motherfucking people like dogs.
Right.
Yeah, so that was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, no matter sleet or snow, you got one dog working. Get the fuck out of here. But, you know, that was cool. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I guess I definitely can't wait to see what old crazy Ronnie going to do to that bouncer.
Right, right.
He's going to have fun. He's going to dismember that motherfucker.
I mean, he going to kill that nigga. Like I say, Rock going to try to stab her with a fingernail file. He going to take that fingernail file and dice that nigga up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk to him every day. Jack like, Mac. Nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, knuckle. I caught up, not knuckle. Catch up with this.
Shit it on my Lees, nigga. That used to be the shit back in the day. They used to shit on niggas with Lees back in the day. Lees went from being the shit to getting shitted on. Nigga, you wear some Lees, niggas, they start sneezing around you. But Lees make you sneeze.
Yeah, that was niggas from the start, 80s to the 90s. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? 84, nigga. Lees was the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's not the thing. Shit. 88. 88, they was gone. It was Levi's and Gap corduroys.
Vicious cycle.
That's what Gap made their name. Like, you know what I'm saying? The first time I ever heard.
Corduroys?
Yeah, it was corduroys. They had the Gap cords in every color, like how polos have in polos.
Right. So right.
Like, where I'm from, like, at least when I was about in eighth grade, ninth grade, you just go get, you get you five, however many you could afford. Me, I got between 5 and 7 Gap cords.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, you doing the full week.
I mean, that's your wardrobe because you young. You ain't, you know, I ain't had no adult supervision on what I'm buying for school. So it was just like, all right, that's the look. I'm going to get me 5, 7 pair of those. Then you could get, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't even polos then. It was like the fucking the tigras and goddamn the alligator shits. You know what I'm saying? However many of those you could afford, probably two or three. Then, you know what I'm saying? You fill the rest of the week up with some flea market silk shirts, which is like some fake silk, but it's like t-shirts was the style.
A little rayon, a little polyester.
You know what I'm saying? That you better not iron too hot. Nah, that shit going to turn into dust.
Nah, nigga, it's over.
You know what I'm saying? That was your go to back to school. Pair of motherfucker at the time with some Fila's. And shit, nigga. Nah, Fila's was a little after that. So it was back then, it was your Pumas. Your Pumas or whatever. Converse Dex. And nigga, that was your school clothes. $100, nigga.
$100 was stretched.
$100,
that's crazy.
Nigga.
Get all that. That's crazy. Imagine $100.
To Jordans came
getting
out.
You all that shit. Yeah, yeah.
Jordan.
That's changed the game.
Georgia was $77, nigga.
Wow.
That's your whole $100 right there.
Yeah. It was a few different sneakers that I remember changing the game. Price point wise, Jordans,
it was
Air Max 95s, fucking foam posits.
Before Jordans was Fila's and Reeboks that changed it from 25 to 55. Like Fila's and Reeboks was right in that 50 something era. What they call them shoes? 5911s or whatever.
5411s.
5411. It's $55 for Reeboks or Fila's. Then Jordans came, and then it jumped to 77. Then by the time Jordan 3s came, that shit was 100. Nigga, that shit went from there.
Yeah. I remember when the 95s came out. I think them shits was like 160. Ooh-wee. Or something stupid. Yeah, it was crazy. Then the foams came out and them shits was like 160, even more than that, something ridiculous. Yeah, wild times. Yeah. Wild times, wild man. Speaking of sneakers, we might as well step on out of here,
sneak
brother.
Sneak on out this morning.
We done did some time on, put some time on the clock. Thank y'all for making it this far. You know what I mean? Let you know, I'll be in D.C. at the D.C. Improv February 8th through the 10th. Then I'll be at the City Steam out in Hartford, Connecticut. February, I want to say 16th and 17th. It's on DamianLemon.com. But, and then shit, if some new shit come up, we'll keep you posted. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. Yeah.